Soros-backed candidate for Maricopa County DA wants to prevent deportation of criminal illegal immigrants. By Spencer Lindquist on September 30, 2022. Soros-backed Democratic candidate for Arizona's Maricopa County District Attorney Julie Gunigal has stated that immigration status should be considered before charging criminals in order to prevent deportation. Gunigal was asked in an interview what she thought about prosecutors shielding illegal immigrants from deportation. Interviewer Meg O'Connor inquired, should prosecutors consider collateral immigration consequences in charging decisions, plea offers, and sentencing recommendations? And what effects should those considerations have? When prosecutors make plea offers and argue for sentences, they do so within the interests of justice, and the interests of justice should be an individualized determination that is driven by all of the issues that are happening in someone's life, up to and including immigration status, Gunigal responded. Gunigal has also stated, I have adopted the American Immigration Attorney Council's statement that there are ways to make plea offers as immigration neutral as possible. Gunigal misspoke in referencing the American Immigration Attorney Council, an organization that does not exist. Gunigal combined the American Immigration Lawyers Association and the American Immigration Council. The American Immigration Council is an arm of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Like Gunigal, the American Immigration Council, AIC, has received support from globalist billionaire George Soros's Open Society Foundations, OSF. The AIC has received at least $1.47 million from OSF since 2017. Gunigal is running against Rachel Mitchell, the Republican candidate for the position of Maricopa County District Attorney. Mitchell is currently the interim district attorney. In a debate between the two, Mitchell called out Gunigal for calling to remove $25 million from the Phoenix police. Gunigal has also received endorsements from multiple Soros-backed organizations that have sought to abolish immigrations and customs enforcement and prevent deportation of illegal immigrants. While Soros-backed candidate Julie Gunigal voices support for policies that prevent the deportation of criminal illegal aliens, America is facing an unprecedented migrant crisis, not only in border states like Arizona, but even in northern states like Maine. Roughly 3 million economic migrants have been allowed across the southern border into the U.S. economy since Biden's inauguration. Roughly 2 million additional legal migrants, temporary workers, and white-collar illegals have been allowed in via the U.S. airports. The combined inflow is huge. Roughly 4 million immigrant workers join the labor force each year. A recent poll from Gallup found that a plurality of Americans would like to see immigration decreased. A different poll found that a majority of Americans believe that Biden's border crisis is an invasion. Even 40% of Democrats believe that the crisis is an invasion, while 76% of Republicans and 46% of independents also believe that America faces an invasion on its southern border. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.